Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last week we finished up good on the field with the guys, and then obviously our staff had to get a chance to, or had a chance to get around the country and go recruiting, which was a great opportunity for us to get out and see players, but take our brand across the country too. So finished up good. Now we turn our attention, obviously, to a really good football team here. Great opportunity at the end of the week. They continue to find ways to win. They're a good football team. They're long. They're athletic on both sides of the line of scrimmage and obviously have really good skill players too. So exciting week for us as we continue to go down this journey. And players were good this morning. Looking forward to the opportunity on Saturday. So open it up.
When you look at the film of Florida and how you guys defended Anthony Richardson, it looks like Jaden Daniels is similar skill set, mobile quarterback. But is it apples to apples? Can you take coaching points from the Florida game and apply them to this one?
Yeah, for sure. There's areas that we got to grow that will show up again in this game. And for us defensively, eyes, keys, as tight ends are exiting in the formation, that will be critical in this football game. The quarterback run absolutely is a huge part of the football game, and that can be in some read game, but also just as the pocket breaks down or he goes through his progression, his ability to escape. The way they finish runs is probably a little bit different just in their style, but absolutely the mobility of the quarterback is a huge part of us having to defend that in this football game.
Josh, as you know, LSU's had a couple of comebacks, 13 points, 17 points on Saturday. When a team is able to do that, what does that do for a team, knowing obviously the dynamic in each room is a little bit different?
Well, just for us, you got to understand that if you're on the up on the scoreboard, it doesn't matter. We talk a lot about playing at 0-0 for 60 minutes. The way they play and compete, no matter what the scoreboard looks like, you have to be prepared for their best for 60 minutes. They are a resilient team. They've done a really good job of creating turnovers, making special teams plays, creating short fields and flipping the way the game's played here. You can see that from week one all the way through this past week.
LSU defensively, what challenges do they present, starting with the front four and B.J. Ojulari and then the back end with all those transfers?
Yeah, the front four, they're big, physical, long, athletic. They have the ability to apply pressure to the quarterback and break the pocket down. You want to stay out of long yardage situations against them. On the back end, they have a bunch of new bodies to their roster with a bunch of transfers. Those guys have played a lot of football. I think they continue to get more in sync and more comfortable in their scheme. And for us, we got to have balance in what we're doing. So run game on early downs will be critical. Playing from ahead of the chains is going to be critical in this game.
Coach, just how big was last week for some of those young guys who have played a little bit, like Joshua or Squirrel, and to reset and have a week of practice without getting ready for an opponent?
Yeah, really big for our young guys to take some growth on the fundamentals, technique side of it, being very purposeful in what we're doing and some of the things that they got during the course of practice. It's really important for your entire football team to, during the course of game week, you get so much into the scheme of things. It's important to reset and get back to some of those fundamentals. Those are the inches and the things that people don't see that add up to the big things.
I guess we'll keep it on the LSU defense. How do you think your guys in the wideouts will compete against their secondary?
Yeah, you'll see press man at times, but you see a bunch of coverage variation from them too. So Henning's got to do a great job of identifying the rotations. Our receivers got to do the same thing. When it is man-to-man, you got to find a way to go win. And you guys have seen us, since we've gotten here, that we're going to try to put those guys in position to win, but we also trust those guys to go win in those situations.
Coach, with how emotional Florida week was before the game and even after the game, after you all won, how important do you think the bye week was to mentally reset as well as physically reset?
Yeah, I think one of the positives about our team is they've been really consistent in their approach. huge win for our fan base. I think our players reset last week and pushed forward in the things that we were asking them to do. And obviously, you know, this morning, full speed ahead on LSU, really good energy. Bye week gives you a chance to physically reset and mentally reset a little bit. They had a couple of days off. A bunch of them had an opportunity to go home, watch their high school football teams, be with their families. They came back late last night, and I don't know, business as usual a little bit this morning. And you know, we got to continue to grow, but I think our players are excited.
The report about Cedric Tillman, did he have surgery, and what's the update on him?
Yeah, Cedric did have surgery. The timeline, he did that, just had an opportunity to speed up the recovery process side of it. We'll see where he's at. He was limited, but moving around a little bit today. We'll continue to see how it unfolds this week and see where we're at.
Coach, how would you assess how Jabari has been, Jabari Small, through the first four games? And what did you like about his performance against Florida?
Been good. Been good without the ball in his hands, pass protection. Been good as a receiver when we've asked him to. I thought, you know, last week was probably his most physical running. You know, putting his pads down, continuing to move the pile, getting plus two after contact. We have great trust in him. Expect him to have a huge part of this game.
What specifically would Cedric need to do or show that he can do to be available Saturday?
Yeah, you got to be able to be a functional player and play at the level that we expect him to, that he wants to play at, too. So.
You know, as the SEC slate does open up for you all with this bye week, what has been that main focus with this team as you look to kind of build off what you all have been able to do in September?
Yeah, you're only as good as your next one in this game, and you can continue to look at college scores, your preparation, you know, your competitive spirit all week, but then also on game day. There's no way in this game you can just flip a switch on Saturday and show up and play the way that you want to. So preparation's everything. Our players have gotten so much better in that. Expect them to handle the week the right way. This is a really good football team. Be a great environment. It's always tough to win on the road inside of this league, and this is our next opportunity.
Josh, with it being 11 a.m. local kickoff time, do you enjoy that? Are you glad that you'll kind of be able to get to business instead of sitting around all day?
Yeah, if you ask coaches everywhere, they say, give me the earliest kickoff possible. You know, for us, it's going to be a great environment. I'm sure it'll be a packed house, and you know, this is a tough place to play. You know, it's so much about us and our preparation. Make sure that we handle things the right way. We got to take care of the football. You can't have penalties. You can't do things that hurt yourself in this football game. It's a really good team that we're playing.
I think LSU's freshman tight end leads them in targets. What's he do well as a player that why they try to get him the ball so much? Yeah. And then D. Williams, he's been out. I don't know what his status is for this week. But, you know, do you feel comfortable when a player's been out like that and he's really relatively new to the program, kind of just pushing him in there if you know, unless they're ready?
Yeah, I feel comfortable as long as he's prepared and practiced in a way that you feel comfortable with him. D has been ramping it up here the last couple of weeks. Expect him to be able to play in this one. Expect him to play really well when given the opportunity. Their tight end's athletic. I think he does a really good job of finding space and being in sync with the quarterback. You know, targets in the middle of the football field, him exiting the formation and some of their run pass stuff too is a huge part of what they do. We got to have our eyes on the right spot so that we can cover him up.
Josh, how much have you crossed paths with Brian Kelly, and what do you think about him?
I have not. This will be the first time I've played against him. He's done a really good job everywhere he's been, man. His teams are well coached. They compete hard. You know what I mean? He does a really good job. All right. Thanks, everybody. Just kidding.
What's the update on Warren Burrell?
Yeah, Warren had surgery and will be out here the rest of the season. Thank you, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.